Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast. My name is Chris, and today you are joining me and my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. GMSD Downey, as we are, we think, we hope, live in episode 120 of the podcast. D, thank you for being with me.
Of course, Chris. I mean, are we on the internet? Can people hear?
I don't know, but
can people receive?
I mean, some people have already pointed out that we are about 38 minutes late. It's fine. It's what we do.
It's for the Empty Promise Podcast.
Mm-hmm. We are live on Facebook at the minute, I believe. And if you are listening to this podcast, maybe later on during the week, you missed a tremendous live episode.
I assume. I'm just
getting my setup ready to go. A little bit different this week. It's strange. It's like we're doing the same thing. Like we're sitting in the exact same spots and we're doing the exact same kind of podcast. But there's just that little background thing that's saying you're live. Please do not swear.
Do not screw up. Don't mess up.
No, do not screw up.
Because we'll get banned off of Facebook, man, if we screw up.
Oh, yeah. That's a very real thing. Someone could just report us.
Yeah.
I mean, just report us and we're going to be blocked.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Please don't report us. Don't start trolling.
But here we go. This is episode 120, and this is the 6th of February 2021, D. It is a... I don't know what it's like where you are, D, but it's a lovely morning here with us.
You know what? It's a nice kind of winterish morning. It's dry, crisp. You know, it's not wet and miserable, which is about the best you can ask for in this country, I feel.
Exactly. You were livid that there was no snow last week, so
yeah, livid.
I'm glad you're in better spirits this week. Yeah. I got a little bit on this day. If you want to start with that and kind of just ease into the episode,
absolutely, Chris.
Yeah. Okay. So on this day, 1918, Gustav Klimt, the Austrian artist, died. Do you know the famous painting, The Kiss? It's called.
Of course, I do, Chris. But perhaps for our viewers, you might want to describe that one.
No, you know what? I've messed this one up. I was thinking that The Kiss is, you know, that famous like the screamer,
the
isn't
scream,
that what it's called?
Yeah.
The scream. Yeah, it's not that. That's the scream. I don't. So I now don't know who this person is. but he died in 1918.
We did now.
1932, François Truffaut was born in Paris. He was one of the most popular movie directors of his time. His work included Jules and Jim, The 400 Blows, and he died in 1984. And in 1952, the UK's King George VI, what's that, the sixth?
Six, yeah.
Died and was succeeded by his daughter, Queen Elizabeth II.
Who's still, you know, don't ask her how she does it, because...
He's still in reign. That's still crazy. There's also a little bit about in 1938, Black Sunday happened in Australia. Now, I know we have listeners in Australia, so maybe somebody can, they might know something about this. But this is when the Bondi Surf Bathers Life Saving Club, or SBLSC, was formed in Sydney. Lifesavers made their first rescue of two schoolboys, realizing that one would grow up to be the pioneer aviator Charles Kingsford Smith. On Black Sunday, however, hundreds of swimmers were swept out to sea by a series of large waves, with over 300 rescued by lifesavers. Five people drowned, and some of the rescuers had to be rescued themselves. This was before a time of jet skis or rubber duckies were invented, and lifesavers made rescues using a belt and a rope.
God, that's kind of bleak.
Yeah, it is. It's really bleak. But what do you expect from this podcast, D? There's better lists. There was better stuff happened during the week, but I thought we'd keep it nice and...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's better things that have happened than Black Sunday, you know?
Black Sunday. I mean, there's Black Sunday, there's Bloody Sunday...
Black Friday.
There's Easter Sunday. There's a lot of good Sundays, you know?
I'm sure you didn't include Bloody Sunday in the list of good Sundays, of course, Chris.
No, of course not.
I want to give a quick shout out to the people who are listening to this live.
Oh, yeah.
To the fabulous, fantabulous people. The main man.
Thank you, man.
Points out that we are, in fact, 38 minutes late, or were, in fact, 38 minutes late. But, I mean,
sorry.
I think you kind of set yourself up for that by listening to the Empty Promise podcast.
You should know this. Like, you've been on the show. You know how this goes down. We do. We, nothing I mean, is followed. Nothing is
Gavin, were you on time? Were you? Don't think so. Yeah. So, Michelle Callahan and Denise Callahan as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much so far for tuning into the show. It's great to have you. We have, before I go on, I should do the normal because this is going to become a regular, this is also going to be a regular episode. So thank you to everybody who finds this podcast on a weekly basis. Remember that the video version is available over at youtube.com/EmptyPromisePodcast and the audio is available on any podcast hosting service. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast. You can take us with you on the go. And thank you to everybody worldwide who tunes into us on the weekly basis. It is fantastic to have you here. This is nice having this little test episode D to do to know that this is a doable thing for us now.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully going forward we'll have a couple more live episodes and we'll actually have some bigger, better episodes planned for the live episodes.
I mean, this is a pretty big episode. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. This breakfast news, this is as big as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, tell me this: have you got any news this week?
I've got a little news, yeah.
You want to tell me something?
I feel like the biggest thing that happened this week was GameStop going to the moon. Like, have you heard about this?
Oh yeah. The stocks.
Yeah, like,
is that what this was? Yeah,
GameStop, like the blockbuster of our generation. Like, it's just dying. It's on its, like, it's basically on its last legs. Like, it's like Game.
It's on
you
its
know?
Hands and knees, dude. That's what it is.
They're doing what they can, but, like, you know, people don't go to shops, particularly in a pandemic. They've been suffering hard. But apparently Reddit, in all their infinite wisdom, decided that it was worth investing in. And thousands of people did it and nearly broke the stock market. Like,
yeah, I heard. So this came from, like, wasn't it like a Reddit thread called like Wall Street Bets or Beats or something like that there?
Exactly, Wall Street Bets, which is like a meme page. Yeah. Not even a meme page. It's just like where people like, they make like a jokey kind of investments, but they're kind of serious at the same time.
Yeah.
And they decided that apparently there was there's value in GameStop. And apparently there was value in GameStop. Like,
yeah, because it flew through the roof, and then but GameStop is still going out.
They're no better off, kind of. It was just kind of crazy that this group of I don't know what you want to call them, keyboard warriors, I guess, these Reddit investors, basically bought so much of
Pioneers,
this. They bought Mutant so much years. Of it that they made the hedge funds, the big billionaire hedge funds and all those big banks that are investing, shit the bed, because basically what they had done is bet that GameStop was going to fail, and whenever it started going up in price, they started losing money by the boatload. So there was a minor revolution that happened there. But the news that I have related to that, Chris, is, and I mean, there's a lot more to that story. We're not really an investing podcast. There's probably better places to find out the entire story behind that. And maybe someday,
speak for yourself, Deep. Speak for yourself. I'm a huge investor.
Maybe someday it'll be a dedicated topic that we go over to try and get down to the nitty gritty of what actually happened. But if you don't want to listen to a podcast about it, Chris, it's very likely that you're going to be able to watch a Netflix special. Because the creator, I guess, of Wall Street Bets, that Reddit forum, has already sold his life rights to Netflix.
How?
I know.
How is that a thing already?
It's still happening. It's still going. But MGM and Netflix both have plans to make a movie about it. And the MGM version of the movie is set on a book that hasn't yet been
set on Mars.
It's based on a book that hasn't been written. So they have the rights to that. And Netflix is trying to get Mark Bowl, the screenwriter and producer of The Hurt Locker, to write their adaptation. So, man, I think what people
That's
are...
That's pretty big.
Remember The Big Short?
But, like, what...
That's what they're trying
that's
to
a great. That's a great movie, man. I only watched it, a couple of weeks ago. That's a good movie.
Yeah. I think that's what they're trying to do. But, man, I think that's so crazy. They've already written books. They're making movies about a book that hasn't been written about an event that isn't even over yet. Like, it's insane.
You know what's good about The Big Short, D? The Big Short took a topic that is seemingly soul-destroyingly boring and turned it into an actually entertaining movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You know? I don't find that, like, interesting at all. Like, what happened was cool and all, but... not cool, but, like, it's world history.
Yeah.
You know? But, It's boring as fuck. Let's be real. But they turned it into a great movie. You know, yeah, Steve Carell was excellent in that movie.
Like, oh yeah.
So was Brad Pitt, actually.
Is Steve Carell bad in a movie? Like, I love that man.
Yes. No. Not that he's bad. But do you remember the film years ago? The
Get Smart.
And that's it. I was just about to say. I'm pretty sure we both fell asleep watching that movie.
We did. That was unfortunate.
Yeah. That is unfortunate. That's where he's bad in a movie, I think.
I mean, I take it back.
And it's not that he's necessarily bad. I just don't think the movie is great. How's about some foodie news, D? How do you, you know the chocolate spread that you put on pancakes and toast and all kinds? How do you pronounce that spread?
I knew this was coming. You know what? I've only heard this like debate like literally last night at like midnight. I heard this and I was like, yeah. What?
Why is this even a thing?
Yeah. Nutella.
Nutella. Okay. Yeah. Well, Nutella fans have, quote, trust issues after it ends a debate on how to pronounce its name. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now this comes from the Daily Mirror, so you know, a really reliable source of
pinnacle of journalism.
News for us.
Yep.
That's it. So the tasty chocolate spread that you can smear on your toast, mix into cakes, or even mix into milk. You may have been pronouncing it wrong this entire time. So in honor of World Nutella Day, which apparently is a thing now, do you also notice how like every single food item or whatever it gets its own day now? It's crazy. Like, we're going to run out of days soon, people. And you can't cross over. It can't be like pizza and Nutella day. Although, anyway. Nutella conducted a poll to see how Brits pronounce the word. Because obviously it's Brits. And it was revealed that a whopping 88% of those surveyed mispronounced the iconic word. Of those, 78% are saying Nutella. While 12% pronounce it Nutella. Like N-O-U-tella. Yeah. The debate has finally been put to bed, and the team has confirmed that the correct pronunciation by saying that the emphasis should actually be put on the N and the O-U, so Nutella, should actually be the way, which I think is complete horseshit.
It sounds wrong. I agree.
No, D, I'm going to tell you exactly why it's wrong. I'm going to tell you exactly, okay?
It was at this point that our live stream unfortunately failed, and we don't actually get to find out exactly what Chris was about to rant about, but there was something to do with nuts and newts, and really, I think I saved us probably a lot of time. Here's where we pick it up.
Okay, that seems like a good a point as any to jump back in. If you are listening to the video version of this podcast, if you're watching the video version of this, no, is there going to be a video version?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, we did have a little issue with our live stream, and we will be back next week with, we know how to fix it, it's just it would probably take us too long to do it on an actual live basis. So we'll get that done for next week, and we'll be back with a full live podcast next week. And if you're listening to the audio, hopefully you didn't notice too much of a change there, and we're just going to continue on with the news of the week. Happy enough, D?
I am 1,000% happy with that, Chris.
And strangely, very aroused. Yes, okay. Okay, well, we were debating Nutella. We can just leave that debate right there because it is pronounced Nutella. Don't add us. It's Nutella. Don't you dare. I have another piece of news on a McDonald's fan shares how he makes chicken McNuggets, quote, even tastier. And all you need is one thing, D. So this is
a milkshake.
Oh, you see, that's all that needs to be done there. There's that video done, and that's our piece of news done. All you need is a milkshake, and it makes it better. But no. So this has come from, you know, all these like crazy fucking food videos that are going around TikTok. I don't use TikTok. I don't care for it. I think it's an absolute plague.
If you're on TikTok, make sure to follow the Empty Promise podcast.
Yeah, we're going to start our TikTok videos this week. but no, for some... What are you doing?
Huh?
Okay. No, nothing. My my news wouldn't load properly there. Anyway, McDonald's fan claims he has found a way to make his chicken McNuggets taste even tastier than they already do. He calls this his cheat code. And this is from a TikTok user known as Hood Meals. That's HOODMEALS. For improving the snack, and it's really easy to try. So he starts with a box of 10 McNuggets. He then pops the contents into an air fryer to warm them up. So I guess you need more than just one thing because the air fryer is not it. And then, D, he pours maple syrup into the box beside the nuggets and proceeds to dunk them in. So his one thing for making the nuggets tastier is maple syrup. But I'm not sure if you necessarily have to have them in the air fryer first. Like, if they're going to be crispier, I'm not too sure. Nugs are normally quite crispy.
Nugs?
I think if you get them. Mm.
But, I'm sorry. Nugs? Who calls them nugs?
Nugs, D. Nugs before drugs, my friend.
Nugtella?
No.
Ooh, maybe instead of maple syrup, Nukes. He should be dunking them into Nutella? Nutella?
You see, that's always good. But, D, obviously, I don't eat nuggets. I did, but I never would have dunked them into syrup. However, anytime I would ever get like a breakfast, like a pancake, bacon, egg kind of breakfast, and they give you like a little pot of syrup, that syrup's going all over the whole damn thing. Uh-huh. And the sweet and salty and the savory, it all combines and it's very, very good. So despite hating TikTok and what this person stands for, I can agree with the video that they're trying, the point that they're trying to get across here, that maple syrup does in fact work.
I agree as well. Milkshake. Did you turn me on to that? Dip in the dunk, the...
Oh, 100%. I turn most people on to that, D.
That's amazing. That is so good. So yeah.
Yeah,
any great. Salt, any sweet and savory thing like that, I am willing, more than willing to try.
That also works incredibly well with Five Guys fries and a Five Guys shake. Although Five Guys shake is like ice cream. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, it's so fucking good, man. They need to come out with some kind of vegan alternative to those shakes. I'm telling you.
Someday, Chris. Someday.
Someday. And that day may never come. I also have another piece of news, but this one I think is going to have to be... You're going to have to check out the video version of this to get the full kind of feeling for this one. But there is a confusing and disorientating optical illusion dividing opinion across the internet at the minute. Have you seen this, D?
The dog
or the man?
Is this another fucking blue dress, gold dress type scenario?
Kinda. I mean, it comes down, is this a dog or is it a man? It's a wintry scene. It's covered in snow. There is quite clearly a dog. But I can see where they're coming from. When you kind of look at it, it almost looks like a man has his back to us. He's wearing like a woolen hat and he's walking away through the forest. I will put the picture on screen of the video version now. And you can tell me what you think. To me, it's very clearly a dog.
Is it one of these things like a Rorschach test where you see what you want to see?
Yeah.
So, you know, some people see dogs because they trust animals more than humans, and rightly so. And some people see humans because they think, well, humans are good, pretty good, I guess.
We're the better species.
In small doses, we're fine.
In small doses, yeah. That's all the news I have for this week, Dave, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, that's fine, Chris. I'm willing to accept that.
Forgo.
I do usually expect a higher standard, you know, on this podcast, but that's fine. We'll let it go this week.
I mean, if our stream was anything to go by standards, you're with the right podcast.
It was 40 minutes late, it lasted for 10 minutes, and you could see about 6 frames in those 10 minutes. But it did sound good, so.
The audio was there. The audio was there, just nothing else.
So come back next week for more.
Come back next week and we'll try to have the audio and the video maybe. And then if you come back the week after that, we'll have audio and video all streamed together in one. But we'll never have them together. Yeah, on time. On time. You're getting here on time. It's getting harder and harder to make it here by 11.
I swear to God. All right, what is it with that traffic? I swear to God. It's getting worse. Mm. Well, Chris, we do have one more piece of news. It is, of course, the Nick Cage piece of news that we try to get every week on the podcast.
Nick Cage. Yeah.
Sir Nicholas, I believe is how he That's his
jolly old Saint Nick.
Yeah. Sir Nicholas, Saint Nicholas. We are caging the beast.
Rawr!
Oh, thank you. I was worried I was gonna have to ask, but you just get it. He just gets it. Guys.
You never have to ask off me, D.
Well, do you know we've mentioned before that Nick Cage is kind of a prolific actor?
Oh, we may have discussed that from time to time, yeah.
It still surprises me that just like every other week we're coming back with, oh, by the way, there's another Nick Cage movie. So recently we've had Jiu-Jitsu, we've had the Wally's Wonderland that's coming out.
Oh, can't wait, which is coming out in like a week or two. Yeah, oh, boy.
Well, Nicolas Cage has also dropped in Prisoners of the Ghostland.
Jesus, like, what is it with him, though, making such terrible movies? Oh. Like, I already know this is a terrible movie.
No, Christopher, you're wrong.
No.
It was released at Sundance, the Sundance Film Festival, so it's at least artistic, if nothing else.
Performed atrociously. Okay, tell me this. At Sundance, do they only release, like, artistic-type films?
No.
Is that what it's about? Is it indie films? No.
Not necessarily. Like, a lot of indie films do go there, but it's like some, you would never put, like, Avengers at it, right? You know what I mean?
Too afraid of the competition, are you?
But like a lot of shows, a lot of good movies do well at Sundance, naturally.
You imagine seeing like the Avengers, like the reviews coming out like cleaned up at Sundance, or I don't know what the quote would be, but yeah. Sundance, 5 stars.
Well, Chris, just listen to the description. I'm confident you will be swayed. Prisoners of the Ghostland, written by Aaron Hendry and Rexha Sixosafai. I apologize for the pronunciation, is set in the treacherous frontier city of Samurai Town, where a ruthless bank robber, Nick Cage, is sprung from jail by a wealthy warlord called the Governor, played by Bill Moseley, whose adopted granddaughter has gone missing. The Governor offers the prisoner his freedom in exchange for retrieving the runaway. Strapped into a leather suit that will self-destruct within 3 days, the bandit sets off on a journey to find the young woman and his own path.
Why would a leather suit self-destruct within 3 days? Where does this come from?
Because it's Nick Cage, Chris. It has to be made of leather. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, but why does it have to self-destruct?
Because do you remember that movie? God, what was it? It was set in space. There was this prison in space, and the girl from Taken was in it, I think.
Maggie Grace.
And, what's the name of the guy? Action
and it's a
star kind of guy.
Prison.
Pierce somebody?
Prison.
Somebody Pierce. Guy Pierce. Guy Pierce is in it. And it's basically the same concept. It's like a prisoner has to get this girl out of the prison safely. And if he does, he gets his freedom kind of thing. Like, this has been done a bunch of times, this whole thing. But
do you know what this sounds like, D? This sounds like Nick Cage had a couple of props left over from the last samurai movie he made, which was Jiu-Jitsu. And he's just like, you know what? Let's just throw a bunch of shit together.
Do you know what this sounds like, Chris? This sounds like you are hitting on a Nick Cage masterpiece.
Never.
It sounds like, you know.
I think he could have waited until Wally's Wonderland, you know, cleans up at the Oscars and then went from there.
That's
which
a
we
fundamental
know it's
misunderstanding of how Nick Cage operates. He doesn't wait for anything.
Nick Cage waits for no man. Yeah.
It just goes. He got to make the dollar.
It's all go. From the second his eyes open in the morning, it's just all go, bam, bam, bam. I'd love to know. Let's get that down. What does a Nick Cage daily schedule look like? I'll find that for a day in the life of Nick Cage. Yeah. A day in the life. You know the way like a lot of YouTubers do like a day in the life video? Like I did a day in the life of The Rock and this is what happened. I think we should both do a day in the life of Nick Cage and see what happens.
Man, we're going to be taking a lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine and suddenly an urge to do jiu-jitsu and samurai stuff in the garage.
Practicing all this jiu-jitsu stuff and just like suffering for
never mind practicing, dude. Like we may practice, but we're going straight in with like katanas and Death Stars.
Just kicking the absolute shit out of each other.
A bump of the white stuff and you know, we are Mr. Miyagi, you know. He was karate, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I've probably offended so many people with like.
I know. When you started saying like katanas and Death Stars, I was like, is that. I don't think
I don't know. I'm so uneducated when it comes to like Eastern fighting Eastern methods, cultures, yeah, fighting probably. Methods in general. I'm just an uneducated person, really. This should be the uneducated podcast where we try to educate each other each and every week with my best friend in the whole wide world.
Write it down. Put it in the book.
Thank you. I was waiting on it. That's great news, though. I mean, it's good that there's yet another Nick Cage movie seeping its way into existence.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you can't... It's not bad if it's more Nick Cage, you know? Even his bad movies are good, Chris. Admit it. His bad movies are arguably his best movies.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Con Air is a terrible movie, but it's so great. You know? So we have a bit of discussion to do on food and stuff. I think that's where we're going to ultimately go with this episode. Hence, we didn't actually do a what's coming up yet on the show, D. I don't know if you realize we haven't done that yet.
We didn't because we streamed that messed up our
Because
flow.
We don't actually know what's coming up on the show. So it's probably best we do that post-show.
Fair.
But before we do, I want to say a huge thank you to everybody who finds the podcast on a weekly basis. And to the few people that found us for the 10 minutes of brief streaming that we did. I guess we're streamers now. Yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That streamer lifestyle.
That streamer life, yeah. Use discount code EmptyPromise for 39% off G Fuel. You'll get it at any Costco or I don't know. I don't know where you get G Fuel.
Where are you typing in your codes at Costco? Just like
No, this is what you do. It's like when you go to Asda or Sainsbury's, you just say it to the clerk, the person just going through, and they just press a button and discount. You just get your discount code.
They give the nod of understanding, and then they
ring
the bell
listener.
For security as you just keep saying "Empty Promise Podcast." Blankly at them.
Yeah, that's exactly it. A big shout out this week, D, to Mr. Kieran Gary, a new listener and convert to the podcast, who got in touch this week, and I wanted to touch on this before we move on to the main episode. He got in touch with us to say that as a kid he used to live beside the Enfield house. Now, I sent you the message, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is one scary, scary fucking place. That is scary that anyone lived there. And I was messaging him back and forth a bit about this, and he said that it used to just be like urban myth. Sorry, the Enfield House, for anybody that doesn't know, we did an episode on it during Spooktober. Was the possibly one of the most haunted places in the UK, in England anyway. It was just a house on a street in Liverpool, wasn't it? Liverpool?
I don't remember. Enfield.
in Enfield, wherever that is in England. And yeah, Kieran got in touch to say that he used to live there when he was younger, and he would just walk by, him and his friends or brothers and sisters, whoever it was, I forget, would just walk by that house just on a regular basis, cam as you like. And it was just kind of urban myth at the time.
At the end of the day, like, people do live there, and people, like, to this day, people live there, so...
That's crazy, like, because we talked about that before, about people living there, and didn't, like, a mother move in, and then she had to move her and her kids out almost, like, immediately, because there is some kind of sinister shit going on.
Some people just get on with it, though. They're just like, I don't have time for that supernatural stuff, whatever.
Yeah, hocus pocus, yeah. Witchcraft. Yeah, I get it. But I just want to say a huge thank you to Kieran for getting in touch, and thank you for finding the podcast. We hope this finds you well. We hope it finds everybody all over the world who listen to us. I hope it finds you well as well. And remember, you can find the video version over at youtube.com/EmptyPromisePodcast, and the audio is available on any podcast hosting service. Get in touch with us through our social media. Instagram and Twitter and Facebook work well, or you can email us at
emptypromisepodcast@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And next week, episode 121, we will be back with a live episode, hopefully. Fingers crossed that everything goes well for that one. And we'll be back for a full live episode. And you can catch that over on our Facebook page. So if you're not following us there, do so. I don't think you even need to follow us. You can probably just jump into it.
Yeah.
We'll make it public for anybody. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You just have to know that it's happening. So if you want to know when it's happening, follow us.
We'll do that. And Gav, the main man, we apologize. We will be 37 minutes delayed next week. And as the weeks progress, we will get shorter and shorter till eventually we hit our time.
And then we start coming early. Oh, that sounded wrong. Yeah. Could have phrased that better. But,
I stand by it.
I love the thought of starting the podcast like an hour before anyone's ready.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know where you were going with that sentence, Steve. Oh, shit. I'm so glad you went with that, yeah.
We're in dangerous territory, boys.
We are in slippy territory, is what I'd say.
Why?
Yeah, so let's get stuck. I don't know if you can see it, Dave, but see on my whiteboard here?
You have hello written.
I have live episode. Hello. Hello, internet.
All I can see ahead, is, just... I can see live, so it looks like you're saying hello to live.
I have live, laugh, love on the whiteboard.
Oh my God.
You know? Cause...
Of course you do.
eat, pray, love, maybe? No, maybe next week? Nah. Yeah, I'm sorry. This week we are just going to talk about some food. I think that's the best way to go. Yeah. We're going to talk... I don't know. I see. My plan this week, D, was to bring back the stream has thrown us all off. The potential stream has thrown us all off, because normally I would have done the little game at the start, the segment, and my segment was going to be I was going to bring back the Noah's Ark of food for a month. But then we said we'll just throw the Noah's Ark of food into a main topic, and we'll go from there.
And if you're not familiar with the Noah's Ark of food, that was because that's like 3 years ago we did that.
Shit, that's like episode. Yeah, it's like episodes through like 28 from there, kind of onwards. From whatever one, Primark burns and Spider-Man swings. We started just after that, I think, with the Noah's Ark of food.
That's a while ago. So basically, the Noah's Ark of food are the foods that would survive on Noah's Ark that we would take. Was it 40 foods we took? No.
Fuck, it's a lot of foods. Yeah.
Was it 40 foods? How many we did for five each, didn't we? No. I don't know.
Something like that. I forget what it was, but today we're going to condense it right down and we're going to take set foods with us. Basically, it's a hypothetical flood is coming, and who knows? And we're only allowed to put set foods onto this ark to save for all existence, for all eternity, future eternity, basically. So we have to narrow it right down to the foods that we want to keep.
Everything else is gone.
A little bit of debate on this one. Nutella will definitely be thrown the fuck overboard. Nutella can stay. But anyway, why don't I guess whereabouts do you want to start with this? Why don't we just start with, we could do like breakfast foods that we're going to keep, like lunch foods and dinner foods or something like that, or breakfast foods, dinner foods, snack foods that we want to keep, and we'll narrow it right down. Something like that, something along those lines.
So
is this going to be like a set meal that you're allowed to take, or does it have to be an individual food item?
See, this is what happened last time. I think we let ourselves go with like, you can have a set meal, but like if your set meal is like, for example, like, bangers and mash, like sausages and potatoes, that's the meal you have. You can't just go like, oh, I brought sausages so I can use them in all these other combinations.
Yes. You're going to open up a big wooden drum, and inside it is just plates of sausages and mash.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Somehow. Yeah. That's how it happens. A drum.
Ready made. Made it up. Yeah.
This drum, I'm picturing, like, you know, been rolled in. And then you open it up, and this is perfectly plated sausages and mash.
Yeah, that's exactly how I picture it. Yeah. They're like floating in the ocean. You on a life raft. Yeah. You pull it in. You take it with you ashore on an island you crash upon, and you open it, and inside there's just steaming portions, perfectly portioned.
Yeah, perfectly
bangers
cooked.
And mash. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so like if I say full Irish, we're not just going to keep all the components of a full Irish, like the bacon, sausage, egg, pudding, and just dot them around frivolously into different meals. It has to be a full Irish,
and that's it. That's how you eat it,
and that's it. Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, I like this. Okay, so you can pick individual foods, or you can pick a meal type item. But if you pick the meal type item, obviously it has to stay as the meal. Whereabouts you want to go with this, D?
Well, let's start breakfast. I think that's the best place.
Yeah,
because it's the best meal.
What do you want to load up in the Noah's Ark of foods? The flood is coming, and you got to keep breakfast foods. What are we keeping?
Okay, well, like top tier breakfast foods. I mean, you're going to have like a staple, actually, before we go top tier. Like, you're going to have that thing that you eat, you know, every... I'm thinking, like, porridge type
meal. Oats, right? Oats. Yeah, fuck me.
They're so versatile.
Jesus. Exactly. But are we keeping oats in the raw form, or are we keeping oats as, like, a bowl of porridge?
Depends how you want to do it. Because if you bring oats in the raw form, you're going to have to bring some sort of milk in order to transform them into... porridge.
Different things.
In which case, now you just have two slots. How many slots are we allowed?
So is this going to be in total right across? So right across the entire day, what about we're allowed 10 foods each?
Oh, each. Okay, okay. That's it. And that's the for the rest of eternity, those are the 10 foods that you're allowed.
By the way, water does not count, but anything other than water will count. So if you want coffee or tea, that will count. If you want Coca-Cola, that will count as one.
Oh, shit.
I am making...
Beverages are included? Oh, no.
Yeah, beverages are included. So I have made the list. 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, what about we just open it up then? Fuck it. There's no point in starting at breakfast. If you just want to start ramping on foods onto your list.
Fuck breakfast, just go with foods. It's out.
Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. Right. Okay, well, I'm going to go straight in with my go-to, the food. If I had to survive off of this for the rest of my life, I think I would get away with it without killing myself, I think.
Okay.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's gotta be pizza.
Now, we got to get a wee bit more specific.
I know.
Are we keeping a certain type, a certain brand, a certain style? I want to know. It has to be a certain... You can't just say pizza.
If I get a pizza in a full Irish, then I can take those toppings and take those...
No, you can't. You're ruining the
can't
spirit
do that.
Of the game.
Can't do that. So, if it was just pizza, and it was just one specific type of pizza, that forever, eternity, it's just pepperoni pizza. With cheese and tomato sauce. You know, the standard pepperoni pizza. That's my pick. That's what I'm going with. I do eat a lot of pizza already in my life, so it's not a big stretch.
Pepperoni pizza. D, it's there. It's on the list. You've saved it. It's there. You now have pepperoni pizza saved in the annals.
Oh, thank God.
I suppose while we're here, I'm going to follow up very, very closely with margarita pizza.
Okay.
I love margarita pizza.
But wait now, Chris. Now, what type of cheese are you putting on that margarita pizza?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Okay, so, well, I guess I'll have to do, like, my own margarita style, like a vegan cheese.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make... Yeah, is that
fine.
Okay?
That's
yeah,
fine.
So it's good.
That's fine. We have to be specific. So that's two items gone, and they're both pizza.
They're both pizza. I hope that we're not trapped on an island together, or else it's like, you got anything different? Like, nah.
We got all the
just
same
got
things.
Pizza. Yeah. I hope we're trapped on two separate islands, and we can start trading. Trade routes. We'll open up trade routes.
We'll rebuild the globe.
They have
the
pepperoni pizza. Yeah. Yes. And vegan pizza and pepperoni pizza. Okay, so what else do you want to put down here?
God, so, like, after pizza, I think I want to go for something a little bit more, like, healthy. Like, some sort of staple food that, like, won't kill me. So, right, this is where my head is going. Because this is how I get most of my vegetables in food, is, like, stir fries.
Oh, yeah.
Where I can
just,
like, lump stuff in and, like, cook it up. So, I'm thinking some form of stir fry right now.
You ever get, like, the stir fry, like, packets that, you know, all the veg are already together in, like, a little ready-made pack and you just whack it onto a pan or a wok or something?
Yep.
Just super handy.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, unreal. You ever get the one with the bean sprouts in it?
I think so.
They're okay.
I quite like bean sprouts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've been doing lately?
What's that?
It probably sounds disgusting, but it's so handy. Is frozen
I love this.
Stir fry. Like...
No, D, that doesn't sound disgusting. That's delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's not as nice as fresh, but like it's damn close for something you can just like take it, drop it in a pan, and heat it, and then you're done. Food. You're
cooked. Do you know, D? I would argue, and I've read this a lot, that frozen fruit and veg would almost be better for you, quote unquote, better for you than the fresh stuff.
Oh yeah, it mightn't taste as good, but yeah, because it's like, it's got like, if it's frozen like right after it's been picked or whatever, like it's got all
straight away
the nutrients.
That's it, sealed in. Yeah, whereas like you picture like fruits and veg that have to come from like other countries.
Yeah,
like they're picked before they're in their prime, so that they reach their prime on that boat journey to our country, and then God knows how long they're in transport before they get to the supermarket, and how long they're sitting there before we get them. Oh yeah,
see that's
oh
it.
No,
I like my frozen foods, and you keep them. They keep in the fridge.
They keep
freezing for months.
Yeah, you can bung them into the freezer that you have on your desert island.
Exactly. Yeah. God, that's a problem. But I mean, no, we've got magical barrels that roll up with all this stuff freshly cooked, so we don't have to worry about that, about food spoiling. Like, we don't have to worry about food spoiling, or else we're in a real predicament, because all your fresh food is just fucked.
But you say that, like, I'm starting to think, like, if I want to include a vegetable, like, because I like having a lot of vegetables, but does each vegetable take up a slot? Because I could use my remaining 9 slots and just different types of veg.
But that's it. That's like, well, what I mean is, like, if you want to
pick... So can we say, could I say, like, frozen vegetable medley as one of mine?
Oh, no, that is a little on the line, Chris. I don't know now. I think you have to specify the vegetables in there. Because who has... I'm sorry. Can I just confirm one thing? What is a vegetable medley? I've had a fruit medley before.
Standard vegetable medley around here would be broccoli, cauliflower, carrots. Would be like the three.
Those are like
the
frozen
heavy
things
hitters.
You get, right? The frozen.
Yeah, they're like the three big ones. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's fine, but that's a slot. You're taking up a whole slot for
I'm not saying I want to include that.
I feel like
I'd
you've
like
said
to
it. I feel like it's been established.
Peas,
so
some corn. I maybe want to throw in some peppers. What else could I throw in there? Some courgette, maybe, you know. maybe some red onion. I'm not a massive fan of red onion.
I feel like you're going to regret this down the line. Having all those individual items.
I know. So I'll just go with like... So what are you going with stir fry mix?
Stir fry, like, I'm talking about the whole meal, so...
Oh, so noodles and everything.
Oh, noodles and all.
Okay, what kind of noodles are we taking? Are we taking egg noodles? Are we taking rice noodles? Are we taking vermicelli noodles? Are we taking pasta noodles? What are we taking, D? There's so many noodles.
You know the ones
that... I imagine, yeah,
you know,
we're just going with standard.
You know the ones beside the stir-fry mix at Tesco?
Yeah.
I want damn noodles.
Okay, so you're going with stir-fry.
With noodles. And chicken.
And okay, so a chicken stir-fry.
Yeah.
Okay.
With stir fry sauce, like standard stir fry sauce. I don't even know what that is. Yeah. It's like soy and something, right?
Yeah, it's like soy, maybe ginger, garlic, something like that. Chicken stir fry. Okay, then I'll go for. I need some kind of vegetable medley, like maybe some kind of. Oh, I could. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Why don't I do like something like you know, one of those like Buddha bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like
yeah.
just like a little bit of veg all like fucked in together. Yeah, okay.
Why is it called a Buddha bowl? Like, what's that about? Do you just sit cross legged while you eat it?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't. Maybe it'll heighten the experience.
Buddha bowl. That's a good shout, like, because, yeah, it's nice.
Only purely for the vegetable content. Now that I feel I have my vegetable content, can I go ahead and jump into my third one?
Absolutely.
Before you do, yeah. I want to go fresh fruit salad because I need fruits.
Yeah. No. That, yeah.
There we
fair,
go.
Fair.
Now that that's off the list, fruit salad. Okay.
Fruit's actually a tough one to get in there because it's like because you're gonna have to have it by itself. Like you're just gonna have fruit.
Yeah.
So I guess I guess I'm gonna counter that with
Ooh.
A fruit medley, if you will, because yeah. you can't get those. But they're normally called like they're not actually called fruit medleys. They're normally called like melon medley, right? And like
yeah, so you get like all the varieties of melon.
Yeah, so stuff like yeah. that. But I would really. Oh, I'll tell you what I'd want. I want the little pouches of apple, grape, and melon.
Oh, they're delicious.
And
yeah.
sometimes there's pineapple in there as well. That would be my
oh
pick.
Yeah, pineapple. So that's it. So you're going for an apple, grape.
Melon and pineapple medley. We are being specific, to be fair, like you know, we are eliminating all vagueness from these.
So what
items.
Would you count then? What would you say that is in my fruit salad then? Is that just a little bit of everything?
I don't know. What fruit salads do you get? Like you might want to specify, Chris.
Shit. Okay, well I'm thinking apple, grape, melon, pineapple, banana, although I would never really personally wouldn't put banana into a fruit salad, but I need it there. I want it there. I like bananas. Maybe some, what do you call that? Kiwi. I do like kiwi. Orange. I want some oranges in there. Yeah, fruit salad. Yeah, I think just, yeah, fruit salad.
I think that should cover, like, you know, orange is something that I don't tend to eat, so I'm probably going to get, like, scurvy really? Or something, man.
Yeah, you got to keep the vitamin C up, man.
On this island. Where else definitely can we get vitamin C? Sunlight or is that vitamin D?
That's vitamin D. That's the sunlight vitamin.
Where do I get vitamin C, Chris?
Vitamin C...
What am I
going to
do?
Citrus fruits. I mean, You could throw you could throw a bit of lemon juice over your to preserve it. You don't want it too bitter, I guess, but citrus fruits tends to give you most of the vitamin
revisit
C
this.
That you need.
We'll revisit this, Chris. Don't worry. We'll come back. We'll work it out.
Seeds and stuff maybe as well. Okay. So that's three gone each. We still have seven, but they're going to fill up fast. I know they're going to fill up fast.
What have we done so far? We've done one food that we really like, pizza. We've done we've done like the staples. So I've done like trying to get my vegetables in, trying to get my fruits in.
And I've done the same.
And you've done the same. Okay. Here comes my next one, right? And you're going to love this one. You're probably going to put... All right, this is going to be very similar, I feel.
I think I know where this one's going.
I think I give too much in there. The humble potato.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, when you say the humble potato, how exact? Because, if you have to prepare that in one way, I don't think we can just say the humble potato and you're allowed to use that for all types of potato. I think you got to get a little bit more specific. Like, you got to say whether you want it mashed, boiled, chipped, fried, cubed, whatever.
Well, I can't just take a humble potato so I can make fries, right? I can't do that.
Because I'm thinking about saying oats, but I'll have to be specific and say porridge or like flapjack or
Bring oats, but then you would also have to bring milk and the other stuff that you want to make that into porridge, I guess. Like, that's
You can make it with water.
So you could just do that. So for potato, I was thinking like it would be like a supplement to some of the other things that I'm planning to bring along. That's like a side. And also, just to mix things up a little.
So do I just write down, like, potato? Like
if I boil, if I get a boiled potato and I pull it
boiled
out.
Boiled potatoes.
Like, I can mash a potato with my with my hands.
So what I'm saying, maybe just like a boiled potato.
Yeah.
Boiled potatoes.
Yeah. Okay. Not a roasty. Yeah, it's a boiled potato. Yeah, that's it we're going for. Oh, but a baked potato would be good, though.
That's what I was just thinking. Baked potatoes, very, very good. You want to open up that drum and see baked potatoes?
Well, actually,
Philadelphia in there. Some cheese.
Ooh, where am I
some spring
cheese?
Onion.
Where am I getting the cheese? In the Philadelphia, the spring onion. What are you talking about?
You could pull the cheese off your pizza. Dip it in there. Yeah. Dollop it on.
Yeah, that would work. You know what, right? Do we have any, like, if I get a raw potato, I have water, so I could technically boil it. I would just need a pot on fire.
Yeah. Right? I'm assuming we have these things,
That's what I'm assuming. So if I have those things, maybe just potato would work, and I can just boil it, or I can boil it, or I can bake it. I don't think I can roast it. I need oil to do that, so that doesn't really work. But I can boil it, or I can bake it, either way, because I have water. I'll go mining for iron, and I'll fashion a pot.
Okay, so just potatoes. Potatoes. Standard potatoes. Yeah, that's not bad. That's a good shout. Yeah. I kind of want potatoes, but my next one has to be oats. I think I eat more oats than potatoes. Oats. I want, like, the old school oats. Like, the big, thick, fat oats. I don't want this, like, ground down, quick cook, speedy cook bullshit. That's like just like a powder and it goes to mush. I want thick, good, hardy steel cut oats.
You want thick boy oats.
Yeah, steel cut oats. That's fine. I can have porridge.
Excellent pick.
And I can put my fruit in it.
In your porridge. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, you can mix your porridge with your fruit medley. You know, you can really.
I mean, I could live off of that.
That's a hearty meal. That's a hearty meal. You know?
It is a hearty meal, yeah.
All right.
You see, yeah, this is tough now because we got six slots left and all that's going through my mind is all the different type of Mexican food that I want to include.
Oh, man. We are in such a same wavelength right now. I am right there.
Our islands are going to be so similar.
Yeah. Like, why are we doing this? I'll just come over to you. I should be getting totally different things. Like, if...
That's it. Like, if we say Mexican food, you would have to say burrito with and all those things on it. And that's the only way you're allowed to have that burrito. Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have to bring all of the individual items and make it yourself or something. But here, I have a question. Can I visit you? Like, are we on... We've no way of, like, sharing food. Like, maybe I should be going for completely different things so that we get, like, our nice broad spectrum.
Well, I don't know, because I could die.
I would just steal all your barrels.
It's very true.
I'd probably kill you for your barrels. No, I guess this is more of a personal list. This is like if you...
Yeah, personal list.
Yeah.
If I was stranded personally, if you were stranded personally, yeah, okay. I'm sure we'd find each other, D.
Oh, we would. It would take years, but we would do it.
Take years, but it's okay, because we can just throw all this stuff onto a boat and set sail and look for each other.
We'd construct a boat out of kelp.
You could construct a boat out of potatoes.
Do potatoes float?
Yeah.
Maybe it's bad potatoes. Maybe it's like eggs. And only bad potatoes float.
No, potatoes will float. Okay, so I'm going to go for burrito.
With?
And I'm going to go for, yeah. So I'm going to go for Mexican rice, black bean, guacamole, peppers and onions. What else do I want in this? Maybe corn salsa verde.
I love how you're just describing a bosom. Like, that's, it's not even like, you're
I
not,
didn't want to come out and say it. You know?
You're not being general at all. You're being like specifically the corn salsa.
Okay, I'll just fucking say a bosom vegan burrito. How's about that?
Yeah.
Go. Done.
Bosom-esque. Man, that's exactly where I was going with my next one, even before you mentioned the Mexican food. Like, I am saying full on, because burrito is like a, it's another like very filling meal.
Hearty, wholesome, filling. Yeah.
It's hearty.
Like, I could eat a burrito every single day. Oh, fuck, I'd like a burrito now, man. Jeepers.
Put the idea in my head, man.
You and Laura want to get a bosom after this podcast.
My God, it worked. I'm so weak.
Sorry, did I say that out loud? I was trying to telepathically send that message.
That's so weird. I just heard Chris speak to me in my head. What the heck?
I'm so weak. I need it.
I am like 100% on the same page. It's going to be a bosom style burrito, like, or Chipotle, I guess, if you're American. I don't know what. I mean.
Oh, yeah, Chipotle, Moe's. Wherever you get your Mexican
food
from. That
Moe's burrito we got was...
Oh, Taco Bell. Excellent. Yeah, Moe's burrito was actually quite good, yeah.
Yeah, so basically I'm having the same thing. They got Mexican-style rice, chicken.
Are you going chicken, pork?
Chicken. Yeah. Chicken is such a versatile meat, man. Like, holy hell, I love
it
chicken.
It is. I think it's the most versatile.
I would have chicken on there. I would have some peppers and onions, the same as you said, like sautéed peppers and onions. A little bit of sour cream on there, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of lettuce.
Do you go guacamole?
I don't bother with the guac, no.
You anger me sometimes. This is why you're not allowed in my island. We call our island Avocado Island.
Of course you do. Of course. I like what the guac adds, but like I'm not like I wouldn't seek it out. It costs a little bit extra, Chris. And people say it transforms the meal, and I'm like, it doesn't transform the meal.
You can't put a price on
fat.
Love,
I mean, yes, love.
I adore the avocado. I'm not gonna go that far, but yeah, I adore the avocado.
Now I want to know how far he was willing to go. Oh dear.
No, you don't.
Let's not dwell on that. Yeah, that's it. That's it for me, man. It's that kind of, that's it. And the sweet corn salsa you're describing as well. Like, I don't know if that's common across the world, but it's basically like,
yeah, no, it's salsa verde, I think it's called.
It's sweet corn and there's like, it's like a lemon tangy kind of sour cream type thing. I don't know what it is, but it's delicious.
It is delicious, yeah.
That would be me, but I wrap that up in a delicious wrap.
Yeah. Do you ever get a burrito double wrapped?
No. That's interesting.
That's a very common thing from Chipotle, is asking for a burrito double wrapped. Now, I'm tempted to try this next time I go to Bujum. Although I get a bowl.
Yeah, I get a bowl as well because like, the wrap is like 300 or 400 calories.
This is us describing a fucking like what we take to a desert island. We're like, yeah, but when I go to Bujum, I just get a bowl.
Yeah. Does your desert island bosom have extra, I don't know, what would you have on your vegetarian one? Like extra beans or anything like that?
Yeah, maybe. But to be fair, like if we're in a desert island, I'm not going to care about the 300 calories that wrap is providing. Yeah, I want that, those 300 yeah. calories. Yeah,
sustenance.
It's got to sustain me while I go and hunt for the rest of the gang.
Hunt.
Hunt for food and fish, and then I'll come home and sit down to my burrito while they starve.
Just put your hand in. Just reach into the endless barrel of burritos, Chris. No more hunting.
Welcome to Avocado Island.
This is the only circumstance where you get stranded on a desert island and all of us gain substantial amounts of weight. amounts of weight. We're all eating garbage. Yeah.
What about your life? One of these things out of the barrel every day. Even so, like that's a fuckload of food. You imagine eating a pizza and a burrito and all a butter bowl. And like a butter bowl is essentially the burrito bowl from Boojum.
Yeah, you can make it as big as that, yeah.
You're goddamn right, I'm making it as big as that.
So that's the Mexican food ticked off. Italian food ticked off with the pizza.
I don't know. I kinda wanna put in some kind of pasta in there, man. I need hearty carbohydrates.
That's fair.
I am the walking embodiment of a carbohydrate. I need my starch, man.
What?
I want something like a tagliatelle or a linguine or some kind of creamy dish, you know. Or maybe I want like just a nice marinara and just a nice pasta, like a fresh pasta. Oh, good.
I've seen you talk about Italian food though, like, you know, you say marinara. Do you want a marinara or do you want a marinara? Like the American style.
I want
style.
A marinara.
I'm the same, man. I love like the American style, like, version of Italian food. More so than Italian food. Italian food's delicious.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like the American pizza, I would prefer to our original Italian pizza. Although those are very authentic tasty Italian. As well, but like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that.
No, I get it.
Extra fat that I like.
I think I need to put on some kind of like sweet food, because I am a massive fan of desserts. And I like, after dipping into my endless supply of burritos all day, I like to unwind with something sweet in the evening around the campfire.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what that would be. What would be my all-time favorite? Hang on. I've thought of something else I need to put down here. Peanut butter.
Fair. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Peanut butter goes with nearly everything.
I would hesitantly ask, what are you putting your peanut butter on out of the items you've already listed?
Fruit salad, I think, would be the only one I could eat the peanut butter with. Or some of the vegetables in the butter bowl, maybe.
You could dip.
Like, yeah, you could dip. Hang on. PB&J sandwich. There we go. That's what I need. PB&J sandwich. This is the thing. Has to be raspberry jam. Can't be strawberry. Can't be any other flavor. Has to be raspberry.
Okay.
Has to be.
I believe you.
That's the way it is.
I 1000% believe you. I won't question it. Never had that.
PB&J with... You've never had it?
I've never had it. No. No, I have not. I've never had
Avocado peanut butter Avocado Island
sandwich.
Is going to eat you up, boy. Oh, boy. yeah, that's what I need on. That's almost like a vice for me. Like just PB&J sandwiches. Oh,
I know what you mean. Good. I used to be like that for ham and mayonnaise sandwiches. Those were my just like,
oh Jesus.
I would go down and make
growing
like,
up, I would
like
have
six of those and just fucking devour them. But, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, with a cup of tea and just sitting for the Xbox, just wolfing in ham and mayo sandwiches. Oh fuck yeah. Oh,
today I think I'm a little bit more refined.
You're a little bit more conscious of what you're putting in your body.
You're just like, eating six of those is not a good idea. Like, eat one and then have a proper meal. Jesus Christ.
Eating six of anything, I don't think is a good idea.
Come on. Like, six peanuts? Come on, Chris. That's fine.
I knew you were going to go with the peanut there.
Six potatoes?
I knew that's where you were going. Although, if you look at a health...
No problem.
If you look at a healthy serving of nuts, it probably is about six nuts.
Really? Oh, because it's not fat? Is that why?
Yeah, because it's like 130-gram serving. If you like throw out like avocados or avocado in the fucking head, dude. If you throw out like almonds on like a skier, you get like maybe 10 almonds, and it's like, there you go, there's your 30 grams. Enjoy. Enjoy, you fucker. You fucker. No, they're so little.
Six Cheerios. That's the recommended serving. Six Cheerios.
Yeah, that like 30 gram of oh, cereal. Oh, fuck. I need a cereal.
But no, before you go there, how many we got left? I think we're on six. We've got four left.
So you've got five left. I have four left because I said PB&J sandwich because I can't control myself.
Because I got a problem. I want to come in with a sandwich as well, right? Because sandwich is like just such a solid thing.
Our islands are so fucking similar.
No, we've got parallels because I'm not going to go for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I don't think I'm going to go for that ham and mayonnaise one, although they are delicious. I think I would probably go for something with... Oh man, I'm leaning towards chicken again, which is probably not. I probably should maybe mix that up.
Do you remember Billy Bear Ham?
Oh man, stuff's so good.
It's so good, but it's so fucking bad. Like, there is not one thing good about what is in Billy Bear Ham. 100%
processed meat. Do you know something, right, Chris? That's just like.
Full of MSG.
Just like Billy Bear sausage, Billy Bear Ham, is those. Wiener sausages. Do you know those ones?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same stuff. It's just like, it's like ham and beef and all that stuff mixed
just
together.
Just all mashed together. Do you remember the ones you and Aaron got in when we were in Orlando? And you like just bung them into the microwave and they make like the best fucking hot dogs?
So fucking good, man. We have those. We still get those. They're much smaller versions of those, but we still get those. Yeah. Probably.
Oh my God, they were delicious. They were absolutely delicious. But and the smell of them, it was like the microwave was like smoking in the corner. So good. So good.
But yeah, like I want to get a good sandwich on there. I want to get like I think it's going to be
chicken salad?
No. Salad.
Chicken stuffing.
Okay, now we're talking. Now we're making a sandwich. So we got
chicken stuffing, cranberry sauce.
Can I get it? Can I get it southern fried chicken style? Because that's my favorite thing. Between two slices of bread. Here we go. Now we're making a sandwich, boys.
What about a Nutella sandwich?
That's almost savory though. Or not? Yeah, that's almost like a sweet treat, like a dessert. Mm. I would have that after my sandwich dessert. Right?
I'm gonna have my southern fried chicken sandwich and then a dessert of a Nutella sandwich.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant. I would have the Sandwich Island.
Oh, that's an island right there. Right, Chris, here's my sandwich, right? We're going with one of those granary wheat loaves. Do you know those ones? They're kind of like a submarine roll, but it's like a very fluffy bread. We cut that bad boy in half. We mayo up the sides.
Mayo.
Or not the sides, but the...
Are we spreading thick? Are we spreading thick, boy?
Not crazy thick, Chris. Like, we don't want to be getting a mouthful
of the
mayo.
Edge?
Oh, to the edge for sure.
to the precipice.
Yeah, we push things right to the limit when it comes
to
mayo.
We tiptoe right to the edge and just boop.
We don't want any spillage either, Chris.
Yeah, you don't want to be biting into your sandwich and get all leaky, all this mayo running over your fingers.
You don't want to bite into your sandwich and then push half of the fucker out the bottom of it. You don't want that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's too much lubricant on the bread. Exactly. It's just sliding. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
So you put down your southern fried chicken. You know, if it's hot, that's a bonus. Mm. But, you know, it doesn't have to be freshly cooked, okay?
You see, when it's hot and it goes into mayo, though, the mayo does go very watery. It goes very, like, it melts it more, if that makes sense.
Oh, you're using the wrong mayo.
Who's your mayo guy? Who's your mayo guy?
Possibly that's true, but you don't want it hot. But like, you know, if it's kind of warm, that
just warm,
that can't be good.
Just under a hot lamp. Yeah, I get it.
Then we're gonna put some
hang on. We got granary and mayo, and then we're going chicken.
Yeah, we're going with the southern fried chicken, and then I would probably I don't think it matters too much the order now, but like I would probably go a little bit of cheese on top of that. Very little amount of cheese. I don't want to go crazy with the cheese here. I don't want it to overpower anything.
And then, don't want empty calories, you know.
I would get some red onions on there. I would get some peppers on there, green or red, not yellow.
Why not yellow?
Yellow has a sweetness to it that I don't quite like. I prefer green or red.
If anything, most people don't like the green pepper because they're not quite ripe yet. Yeah, they're the unripened ones.
They just taste crunchy. They don't really have much flavor. They just taste crunchy.
Just crunchy and watery.
I like. Those bad boys be on there. And then, Chris, here comes the secret, the secret sauce.
The secret sauce, just like Mama used to make.
Tobacco onions.
Fuck.
Crimpled, crumpled, crunched over the top. And you mentioned stuffing.
Yeah, I actually have to take a new line for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, tobacco, I'm being specific. You wanted specifics. I'm giving you specifics. All right.
I did mention stuffing. You want to throw some stuffing on there?
It's kind of like, let's just throw it on there. You know, let's just throw it on there. Why, who cares? You know.
Who cares? Who cares? It's Christmas.
And then Christmas. Oh, did I mention the lettuce? Is the lettuce on there?
Lettuce. Okay.
And then
tell me this. Are you a tomato on sandwich type of guy?
No. I love tomato sauce, but I'm not a fan of tomatoes, sliced tomatoes, or anything really.
I am. I'm a big fan of the tomato.
Well, there you go.
Tomato soup, tomato sauce.
I enjoy all of those things as well, but the actual raw tomato.
Oddly enough, tomato sauce is almost where I draw the line, and I know that's like probably the most popular form of tomato like worldwide. But like ketchup,
Ketchup, though, like, I think the problem with ketchup is that you really have been eating ketchup your whole life. It's on every table. So, like, maybe the reason you think it's meh is because it's almost pedestrian, normal, you know?
Oh, pedestrian. What a great word to describe tomato ketchup. It's pedestrian.
I've had the thesaurus up all day. I've been waiting for something. but you know what I mean?
So we have a granary, mayo, southern fried chicken, cheese, red onion, pepper, tobacco, onions, stuffing, and lettuce sandwich. Ooh. Just coming fresh out of the drum on the island. Oh, what size is this boy? This boy a foot long?
Foot long.
We could be talking foot long?
Foot long.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Mm. A meal. We're talking a real meal here. We're not talking a because we don't have anything else with it, right? So like you might as well make it a substantial one. Man, we are going to be living really easy on this island, I swear to God.
Man, this is becoming a place of luxury. This is becoming, you know. I think I need to include nuts. I know I have peanuts.
All right, Chris, I'm gonna give you. I'm just gonna stop you there, right? Because I don't want you to do something you're gonna regret later. How many have you got left? You got three left.
I got four.
You got four left. Okay, maybe you're still okay. I don't want you to neglect beverages. Because I'm worried you might run out to the end, and I know you're a fan of certain beverages, so.
You're very kind. You're very wise. I do enjoy nuts, though, dear. That's like my most popular snack would be the nut. Any kind of nut. Salted, especially pistachio.
Do you have to specify a nut, or can you, want to say like a mixed...
I don't think you can just say nuts.
But you could say like a trail mix.
Is a fruit nut mix? Oh, trail mix.
Certain types of nuts. I don't know what those nuts are, but I know that there's, you know.
No, you know what? You know what? Scrap the nuts. Again, I humble words. I misspoke. I just went too ahead of myself. Avocado Island it's becoming a real thing, and I jumped the gun. You're right. Beverages need to go in here. I still need a dessert. Oh, God. Oh, God, we're running that quick.
You got four left. Oh, God. You got four left. So.
Okay. Like, beverages, I think maybe I want to throw on, like, coffee, maybe? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, that's the one I was thinking. I was like, is this man not going to have coffee ever again? That's the reality you're facing here.
I think I could do no coffee ever again. I do believe I could do it. I go through phases where I'll drink it for like 6 months and then I'll just go off it, and that'll be me.
Okay.
But it's whether I want coffee or whether I want tea. No, I don't want any of that bullshit tea you drink. I can't have that tea whatsoever.
Oh, you mean tea? Yeah, regular tea. That's the tea you don't want.
I want like green tea.
You can't. I'm sorry, just before you proceed, you can't say like tea and assume that we're all talking about all the different varieties of tea. When you say tea, in this country, when you say tea, you're talking about like English breakfast tea. That's tea. And if you're talking about all those other types of teas, you say, oh, I'm a green tea or yasmin tea.
That's the worst
tea,
type of tea.
Or whatever, I don't know what you drink. Like, what do you drink?
Just green tea or maybe like some kind of spice tea.
I said something. Green tea, you said it was the worst type of tea.
Oh, no, so breakfast tea is the worst type of tea.
Oh, I see, okay.
You fact.
Mean tea is you're talking about tea when you say that. I'm just, yeah. You know, that's like saying coffee, and then you're saying, no, I'm not talking about, like, that type of coffee. I'm talking about the coffee you get from Bat Guano. That's coffee. Yeah.
That's I'm talking stuff. About, like, lattes, mochas, frappuccinos, espressos. No, I think I'll put coffee down, sure. I'll put coffee. Yeah, because I had debated whether I was going to go with Monster, kind of energy drink, alcohol, or coffee. And I think out of the three, I'll probably just go coffee.
Yeah, I would be surprised if you didn't say coffee, because like, I know you're a fan.
I'm a fan.
There's a blog on our website, EmptyPromisePodcast.com, if you want to jump on there, that Chris wrote like 3 years ago, back when we were still called XI Gaming, that he wrote about...
Coffee beans, I wrote down.
Yeah, about his fascination with the coffee bean, so...
No, what I wrote down was how it annoys me that people don't enjoy coffee responsibly. A lot of people enjoy grabbing a coffee and they like to be seen walking around holding their cup of coffee, and that is not the true way to enjoy a fresh cup of coffee.
Oh, Chris is over here. The fresh cup of coffee is...
You know what? I can't get into it. That's a discussion for another day. You know who we need in this podcast to discuss coffee?
Sinker.
It's James Sinker.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a topic right there. We'll do coffee. In the future. And we'll bring in the professional sinker.
We'll just do tea versus coffee. You can take team tea and I'll take team coffee.
I mean, that's not really tea versus
you're a big
coffee.
Tea drinker.
Well,
no?
I don't drink coffee. I only drink tea. So, like,
I don't drink tea.
I don't think it's a very good argument, because a lot of people are just like me, who just like, I don't like coffee. I drink tea. And a lot of people are like, I don't drink tea. I just drink coffee.
I think, do you know what we'd have to do? I think we should do an episode where we're together and we discuss tea and coffee, and you can make me a fresh cup of tea and I'll make you a fresh cup of freshly ground coffee.
That's my point. And that's what I mean, is like, you don't like tea. You just said it multiple times, it's the worst type of tea. So I'd make it to you and you go, oh, that's awful. And you'd make me one of your best cups of coffee and I go, well, I don't like coffee. This doesn't taste nice.
And I would be disgusted if you didn't enjoy it, Dave.
I know, but that's what I mean. It's like, there's no win there. It's just like, we're all going to, it's just going to put us further
team,
into our
your team,
anti-tea and anti-coffee.
Your team
camps.
Tea and I'm tea coffee. I think we need someone who is like in between on both. Someone who can like adjudicate. Would that be the word? Someone who can come in with like an impartial view, who likes both an equal amount, a perfectly 50-50 split of enjoying tea.
Can I be honest with
coffee.
You,
I don't know if Sink.
I don't think I trust a person who's half tea, half coffee. Like,
oh,
at least when
you're
coffee,
they're the worst type of people.
You know where you stand.
They're the worst type.
It's those neutrals. I don't like. Can't trust.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You know where you stand with coffee? Now, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Why do you not say with tea you know where you stand? Now, you want coffee. With coffee, you know where you stand.
You know, you're speaking to a person who likes coffee. You know where you stand. You know where they stand. You know where you stand. That's
one of my favorite quotes about coffee actually came from Ross Byrne years ago. We were discussing something on Instagram, and he said he loves that coffee smells professional. I'm like... Yes. Coffee fucking smells professional. Like, if you picture, when I picture, you used to work in an office, and people used to say, where does D work? And I said, I don't know, he works in an office. And I'd think, God, I bet that office smells of coffee.
Right.
And I got jealous, because I'd love to work in a coffee office.
I don't want to be a dick, right? But like, I think it's all perception, because the only place that smelt of coffee was like, we have a little nook kitchen. It smelled of coffee because that's where people made their coffee, but that's also where people microwave their meals, and it's also where all the dirty dishes were kept.
Microwave tuna?
A melting pot that was not a fun place to be all the time. So that's kind of don't walk down into like the main like area and it's just like, oh yeah, all these people drinking their coffee, because all that smell is concentrated into the kitchen.
Stop ruining the perception.
That's what I'm saying. But if you went there and smelt that coffee, you might be like, I'm ready to do some work
I'm at a professional. I'm in a professional outfit right now.
I think it is perception. It's like, as the type of people who go to Starbucks are the type of people who were, you know, those people who are like, well, maybe not today. So
now, what are you going to say here? What are you going to say? That people who like wear suits and like carry like bags?
People who are on their way to the office who don't have enough time to make their own coffee when they get there, so they have to buy it at Starbucks.
I also think that's complete bullshit as well. Like, if you don't have time to make coffee, what are you doing with your life? Like,
I'm too busy going to Starbucks.
Coffee does, exactly. That, it doesn't take that long.
But yeah, like
to
today,
make coffee.
To be fair about Starbucks, today it's like a lot more like people just go because they like the taste of Starbucks. But like the perception,
that's the thing. I want to start there. I don't think that people genuinely. I think if you did a survey, I don't think people would necessarily say they enjoy the taste of Starbucks coffee. I personally don't think Starbucks coffee is great coffee. I like the taste of like like their chai lattes or their like frappuccinos, the sweet shit. But their actual ground coffee, I don't think it's that great. A lot of people go for the fact that it's Starbucks. And they've all got that notion like ingrained in them. Oh, it's good. Good coffee. You know,
that's what I mean. Like a lot of people today are going for that reason. But like the perception is like, yeah, people in suits, lawyers and stuff, who like are so busy that they don't have time to grind their own coffee, so they go to Starbucks, and that's where it comes from. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Whereas tea, you don't really have that, because tea is just like,
I was shocked because we don't really see it here. But when I was in New York, there's like a Dunkin' Donuts like literally every couple of feet. There's a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, man.
And one morning I was going to get breakfast, and it was like I don't know, like 7 in the morning, maybe a bit later. And every single Dunkin' Donuts was queued out the door. Every single one of them. Like you said, people grabbing their coffee and their like donut or their
breakfast, the essentially.
Yeah, their breakfast. Yeah. Yeah. It's madness. I do like a donut as well. Now I kind of want to put donuts in.
I don't think donuts will make the list for me. I don't think it is a good sweet. Like, it's a good thing to have as your something sweet, but it's a little, I don't know. Oh, man, maybe it does deserve it. I don't know. I've got four left, right?
You have four left. Yeah. Do you want to put a beverage in?
Yeah. My mind is all on beverages right now, because I'm like, I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to miss one. I'm gonna go straight in with my sweet, delicious beverage, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Just, I could have wrote that down myself. Yeah,
it has to be in there. I still love it. Like, and I've been drinking a lot
love it,
of
like,
it.
Yeah.
So,
like,
I fucking love it, man. So it's in.
I think I used to have the same feeling with Pepsi Max. Like, as you know, when we used to go to Killigola, I would have sat down with a 2-liter Pepsi Max nearly every podcast, just poured away, drank away. I love that shit, man.
I'm a fan of Pepsi Max. It's a good beverage.
Pepsi Max over Coke.
Full stop.
Straight up. Yeah.
Now we got some Coke Zero here.
No, not a fan.
I'm a fan of Coke Zero. It's very easy drink, though. Like,
regular Coke.
I don't anymore. I've gone off regular Coke. For some reason. I prefer Pepsi Max over regular Coke.
No, I think Pepsi Max still takes it. Then it's regular Coke. Then it's Coke Zero. Then it's Diet Coke, and then it's like regular Pepsi, because that shit's nasty.
I was waiting for you to go down to Dr. Pepper, and I was going to fucking, I was going to lose my shit.
Oh yeah, it's somewhere around the bottom. I'm joking. I'm a fan of Dr. Pepper, but I don't even class it in the same league as Coke and Coke Zero.
Because you
it's
know
like
why?
It's like it's...
Because taste of something. Like Coke and Pepsi, right, have gotten to the point that they've been consumed so frequently by me anyway, that they almost don't taste of anything, because they obviously taste of something, but they just don't give you that kick of like, oh, nice refreshing Coke, because like you've tasted it so much. Whereas Dr. Pepper has that like that interesting flavor to it, and so does like...
I think it's that caramel kind of sweetness to it. It's like a lot of people say it's similar to cherry flavored
Pepsi
Coke
Max.
Or Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is,
that's a very nice beverage as well, Chris, is cherry Pepsi Max.
Cherry? Mm-hmm. I like the raspberry flavored one that you get out of the machines in Five Guys.
Yes.
And that's my argument for that. Now I'm thinking about Five Guys fries. Ooh, hot damn.
Well, Christopher, I've got three left right after my beverage, because no one said burgers yet.
I know. I was just thinking that.
And a burger is like, that's why I want a potato in, because I was thinking I want something to go with my burger. You know?
Oh, do you know that all of Five Guys' potatoes for their fries all over the world are grown in Idaho in America?
Holy shit. There you go.
Because they're grown at a certain altitude, so it's like the best soil for them. And they're the same fries that are distributed all over the world to all the Five Guys. That's why Five Guys have got such good fries, man.
It's probably the cheapest they can get up, Chris.
Probably as well.
Do you know why they have the best fries? It's the fucking peanut.
Because they're cooked in peanut oil?
Yeah, it's the peanut oil.
Yeah, yeah. It makes a big difference, man. The fucking peanut oil, man. Maybe we should put peanut oil down. You put peanut oil down.
No.
Down.
No.
And I'll put fries down, and then we can meet on a raft between the two islands and fry up some real good fries.
We
just
could,
middle of the fucking Atlantic, or wherever we are, Pacific. That's Pacific. I want it warm. I don't want no cold island. Don't be dropping us off in Antarctica. You imagine sitting in Antarctica trying to gnaw your way through a bosom.
Eat all the burritos you want. You're still going to freeze to death.
No, that's nasty.
So yeah, I think I might stick a burger in, and I would probably go with Five Guys as of this moment, because
Five Guys is terrific.
It's an excellent burger.
So what are we going? Five Guys cheese, double cheese bacon, single cheese bacon, small cheeseburger, small hamburger, regular hamburger. What are we doing?
I'll have the regular. No, my burger from Five Guys is grilled onions, cheese and mayo. I think that's it. I think that's all I get.
You don't take it all the way?
No, because I don't like a lot of the ingredients on all the way. So why would I do
taking
that?
Taking it all the way is the exact thing. The exact thing happens, what you said with the sandwich, and like you take one bite yeah. and three quarters of the burger just explodes and projectiles over your hands.
Yeah. Back of the bun. It's like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Oh, you're left with it all over the wrapper, and you're like, oh, jeez.
Gosh, I made
it. It's okay, because you get to mop it up with the fries. Now, are you team Cajun fry, or are you team regular fry?
Regular fry.
Mm. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Well, I don't have Five Guys burgers until they release a nice vegan burger. But Bootleggers burgers are delicious. And they do a vegan burger. A dirty burger, it's called. And they are fucking terrific.
Terrific.
So I think I'm gonna put in a Bootleggers.
Vegan
supporting
burger.
Local here. Jeez, this is good.
That is good. I haven't supported anyone local, but you have, to be fair. God almighty, we are close to the end now. I think I got two left.
I know. Yeah. So, sorry, I needed a different pen there. Bootleggers. Dirty burger.
Now I'm kind of panicking. You know the whole tea coffee thing? I'm wondering about milk in that situation, because I would mind a cup of tea, but I do need it with milk.
If you... You can put down that you can have tea, your standard cup of tea with, let's say, one sugar, drop of milk, and that'll be how you'll always have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So if the time comes when you're like, I think I want an extra sugar, or I think I want no sugar, you can't have it.
So I have fresh water, right? Mm-hmm. I can drink. And I have my Dr. Pepper for something sweet. So now I just need something that has like something hot that kind of gives you that little bit of, you know... energy, not energy.
Pick up.
Yeah, pick up. Yeah, kind of like, yeah.
Just a wee buzz. Yeah.
Just a little bit of cocaine in there. Give you a little bit of a kick.
Yeah, a little bump. We're back in the cocaine.
And it's hard to get away from it. I think I might, because I'm very conscious I only have two left, but I've kind of exhausted the things that I definitely have to get down. So now it's going to be either things that I, like, I'm going to forget something obvious, or...
I'm suddenly very aware that there could be a lot of people listening to this or watching this podcast that are like, why have they not said this or this or this? And I'm like, I know. It's very, very hard when you're kind of put on the spot like this and you just have to think quickly of things that you want to take with you. So with more time, probably, but, you know, this is a completely unprepared show.
I think as well, we do. I'm pretty biased by like what I've been eating recently. Like, because you know the way you do take notions for some things?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So like,
I've been eating a lot of salads lately, but I don't really want to take salads with me.
You've got your medleys. Get your vegetable and fruit medleys. You're fine.
I do.
You can make a salad out of those, combine them. Or take something out of your burrito.
Yeah, so do you want to put down tea?
Yeah, let's put down tea provisionally. We might come back to that. Have I only got one left now after tea?
Yeah.
Okay, it'll have to be something sweet, and we'll have to have a good think about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of too. But I'm very, very close to putting down bagel because it's my favorite type of bread.
Yeah.
I love bagels. I love it. I love a good chewy bagel. I'd see a bagel with like cream cheese and
bagel
raspberry jam.
Or bagel?
No, stop this, because I have had this argument with why it's like the San Francisco bagel.
Bagel.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because that's what you said, Chris. It's a
How
bagel.
Are you saying it?
Bagel. Bagel bean. I like to eat bagels at bagel bean.
Am I saying it differently than you?
Bagel. 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 Maybe not.
Bagel. Like say the San Francisco bay.
Bagel.
Go.
Man, it's, you said it. I don't know. People, podcast listeners and viewers, comment below. Did he say it weird? I think he said it weird.
No, don't do this, because I have been pulled on this before. Why are you saying it like that? And I'm like, I'm saying it the normal
maybe
way.
You're just
it's
putting,
pronounced a
you might just be putting more like emphasis on the bay part.
Bagel. Bagel?
Bagel.
See, when you said it there, it almost sounded like beagle, like
yeah,
the dog,
yeah.
A beagle.
Bagel.
And I'm like, why are you saying it like that? It's a bagel. Like,
yeah, you're just putting too. You're putting way too much emphasis on bay. It's a bagel.
It's a. I'm not. It's just a bagel. It's a bagel. It's a bagel. That's it.
No, it sounds better.
There's well no. Done. There's no extra emphasis on anything. It's bagel. B-A-G-E-L. Bagel. Bagel.
Bagel.
Beagle.
Let's agree on bagel.
Bagel. Bagel. I don't know if I want an island full of bagels, but bagels.
Maybe it's me. Could be me. Let me know.
I'm torn between bagels and donuts now, because I do like donuts.
So it has to be a...
I haven't had a good vegan donut yet, but boy, I like a donut.
It's, I don't know.
I'm so torn.
Well, okay, I'll help you out a lot here. What are you putting on your bagel?
Okay.
Like your...
Cream cheese and probably jam.
Oh,
or avocado.
What, with cream cheese?
Oh man, oh my god. Please do this. Please do this. Please do this. Cream cheese, like Philadelphia if you wish, and jam and raspberry jam. Put it together, hot bagel. Oh my days. It will blow your mind.
I've had like regular cheese with jam before and it was fine. I remember my brother told me that it was amazing and I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's not amazing. Although I don't eat a lot of jam, so it could be that.
You were younger then, though, do you remember?
Oh, this is like, it's like 2 years ago.
Exactly, younger. And your palate hadn't fully developed to what it is now. The sophisticated palate that is bringing apple, grape, melon, and pineapple medley to your desert island.
Pre-hops.
Yeah, I'm putting down bagel. That's it. It's down. Bagel. Pronounced like that, too.
With
you,
cream cheese.
Come onto my island.
And jam.
Cream cheese and jam.
I've had some good bagels, like, but
yep.
I don't think they would make that.
I love
list.
Bagels.
I don't think so.
And it's probably a poppy seed bagel too. If I had to get specific, I like the poppy seed bagels the best.
The best bagel.
None of this like cheese or chive and onion bullshit. Like, don't fucking ruin bread with that. Like,
the best bagel I've had like it was like cream cheese, like chicken. I forget what sauce.
I thought you were going to say smoked salmon.
There's some sauce on it, right? And then there was avocado on top.
Oh, you see, the avocado made it. That creamy.
In that situation, it was amazing. I will attest to that.
Yeah. That leaves me with one, which I know has to be some kind of sweet treat.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at as well. And I'm a little bit stuck.
Which is a little worrying. I'm stuck as well, yeah. Like, are you going to go chocolate? Are you going to go sweets? Like, can I go vegan pick and mix? Like, you know, one of those big jars that are just mixed with vegan pick and mix? Because if that's there, that's my 100% go-to. I love that stuff.
I think so. Like,
that's a crack to me.
Like, can you get it in like a Haribo bag type situation?
No, but you can buy it on the internet in like bags and pouches and it just comes pre-made, mixed up.
Pre-mixed?
Vegan, yeah, pre-mixed.
Then
yeah.
That's fine, I think. As long as you don't have to manually add multiple items into the mix, I think that's fine.
Welcome to Avocado Island.
Sandwich Island still needs its treat, though.
So we're doing pick and mix.
I don't know what I could do for it. Like, right, I remember for Noah's Ark of Food we did before, I picked, like...
Oh, I got, like, some pick and mix cherries in there? Oh, my God.
I got, like...
I gotta go get me pick and mix.
Hot chocolate cake and ice cream. That was the pick then for, like, the something sweet.
I don't like hot and cold, though.
No. Like, that is worrying. That's a problem. At all.
Nah, I just don't...
That's,
I don't get it.
That is the key to so many things.
Yeah, like apple tart and ice cream or crumble and custard or, like... Mm-hmm. Or not crumbling ice cream and stuff. And I forgot about Ben and Jerry's, man.
Just a tub of ice cream. I don't eat a lot of ice cream like that. So I don't think that would necessarily be my pick. Although it is nice.
I'm tempted to take the Butterbone out and just fucking a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah, like, I mean, listen, you literally, how often do you eat Butterbones today compared to pints of ice cream?
Well, like,
if you don't
I wouldn't
want to answer that on podcast, you'll feel obliged.
I don't necessarily eat a butterball, but I do eat quite a few salads and things. No, I know I need the greens in there. Or else I'm not going to make it too long on this island.
But do you want to? I mean, you don't eat the same 10 foods. Maybe you just want to, like, live big for about 6 months and then just fucking...
6 weeks, Steve. Do you have a
clogged artery?
Yeah. First thing in the morning, we'll roll into a margarita pizza.
Oh, it's like Bender from Futurama. It's just like...
Grilled cheese. Oh, grilled cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheeses are awesome. Like, I don't make them very often.
So it's a PB&J, though.
A grilled PB&J. Just try it.
Yeah, like a toasted PB&J. That's my breakfast every single morning.
Oh, you toast it as well? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I might just go with that provisionally. Okay, so the tea and that one are kind of like, I'm picking them. I can't really think of anything else at the moment. I'm a little bit...
What was the last one there? Like chocolate cake and ice cream?
Yeah. Not chocolate cake, sorry. Like a chocolate brownie.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, is it like a fudge brownie?
Yeah, it's like a thick, dense piece of chocolate and some vanilla ice cream. Vanilla ice cream being the best ice cream, of course. And that's your win. That's it.
They're two good lists, man. They're two good lists.
Like, I don't think... Listen, you may regret some things, not adding some things and, you know, including some other things, but like... I don't think
you'd be sad with the variety.
I don't think you're going to go too far. Can you go through the list for us again, just so we...
Of course I can. So, mm-hmm. D, on your island, you have... pepperoni pizza, mm-hmm. you have chicken stir fry with all the trimmings, mm-hmm. you have apple, grape, melon and pineapple medley, you have the humble potato, you have a bougie chicken burrito with all the trimmings again, you have a granary loaf sub with mayo, southern fried chicken, cheese, red onions, peppers, tobacco onions, stuffing, lettuce, and it's a foot long.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah,
you have Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. You have a Five Guys burger, which consists of the burger with onions, cheese, and mayo. You have tea, and you have fudge brownies and ice cream.
What the fuck am I gonna eat for breakfast, Chris? That's the problem.
Fudge brownies and ice cream. What are you talking about?
I think that's what I thought the potato would serve as. The kind of just like that
you
food.
A breakfast food like hash. Yeah, you could have hash. Mm. Like a hash brown. Pretty good. And on Avocado Island, we have margarita pizza, Buddha bowls, fruit salad, steel cut oats, bougie vegan burrito, a PB&J with raspberry jam, has to be raspberry. We have coffee beans, we have a bootlegger's dirty burger, we have a cream cheese and raspberry jam bagel, and we have vegan pick and mix or pick and mix.
Not bad. Yeah.
Not bad. I am tempted with that butter bowl to throw in a pint of Ben & Jerry's. I fucking love Ben & Jerry's, man.
I love the way you said coffee beans. So, like, you have to grind them and all there yourself.
Absolutely. It's the best way. Yeah. Don't give me that instant shit, you know?
Even pre-ground beans? Does such a thing exist?
Oh, yeah. What a great list. I think that's great. I think we've done well. I think when the flood comes, we'll be glad of this food. And I hope our islands are mere meters away from each other.
Yeah, we can yell over to each other.
Yeah, that was fantastic. For all of you listening along, if there's anything that you think we should have added or you would add, please let us know what you would add to your list of foods that are going to survive the flood. I think that's our main topic over and done with, Dee.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
I'm very hungry all of a sudden.
Yeah, likewise. Let's wrap this episode up with some personal with the podcast and then we will... be able to go and get something to eat because I'm starving.
Awesome.
You want to tell me what you got up to over the past week or so?
Well, I spent about 6 days of the last 7 days trying to set up our stream, so that didn't exactly pan out.
What a 10 minutes it was, Dee.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes, 10 frames,
it'll
10... Yeah, I don't even know what the last 10 would be.
Followers lost. It'll go down in history, I imagine, as one of the best streams on Facebook.
And technically we're streamers now, so, you know, hit us up. We're going to try to get affiliated with Twitch.
Hashtag partnered.
Use discount code EmptyPromise to get 39.5% off G Fuel.
Just yell it at your cashier. They'll know what to do.
I don't know where you get G Fuel, but wherever it is, just yell it at them.
I think this week I have been busy at work. I've been playing a lot. Like, I've been playing altogether too much Minecraft, like worrying amounts.
I knew you were going to say that. Like, I know that you were putting in some serious crafting into that game.
Oh man, like I have been obsessed with it. Like, and
it's so, this is it. This is what Minecraft does. It lulls you in. It's just, I'll put a couple hours here, a couple hours here. And all of a sudden, you're looking at fucking, like, how do I make iron farms? How do I make, like, villager transporter machines? How do I, you know?
And man, that's what I've done. Like, anytime I've needed something, instead of, like, so say you need redstone, I needed redstone. I was like, I'll go dig, I'll go mining and find some redstone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I didn't feel like mining. So I went, explored the entire map and found a witch hut. And apparently you can make witch farms, which, and they drop redstone. So that's what I did.
Redstone.
Which took me 10 times as long as it would have took me to go down and dig some redstone.
If you had it just mined, yeah, exactly.
But now I have more redstone than I could ever possibly use, which, you know.
That's fantastic.
Seems
yeah.
like a positive thing, you know. I'll never use it, but it's there. And like that's what I've been kind of playing. I literally haven't watched anything. I haven't watched anything.
Neither have I, man. Neither have
or
I.
Really, like,
at all.
I haven't really interacted with the world outside of Minecraft.
That sounds like a fantastic week. That's my ideal week right there. No, I haven't watched a damn thing this week either, D. And it's, I actually like it. I haven't wasted time watching. I prefer to invest my time in the likes of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Where I feel like I'm gaining something out of it.
Invest is a strong word for that type of
I invested, time. I guess, in a bit of time practicing some Tomb Raider runs for the inevitable upcoming Tomb Raider videos.
Nice.
So that's what I've been doing, and trying to get it to play in an appropriate format on Steam. but I think that's it. I think that's all I've done.
Yeah, no, it's been a quick week as well, a quick and a very quiet week for me.
Yeah, yeah. Have you any plans for the remainder of this week?
This weekend, I guess. I mean, Minecraft.
Yeah, that sounds like a
I'll probably take a break and try and do something else, like, for a bit today. Maybe watch something or something like that.
No, you won't.
I probably won't. No. I mean,
what you want after this, D, is you want to leave this your podcast studio. You want to go up there. You want to be like, Laura, just eat. Let's get some bougiums in. Load up Minecraft. Let's pull the curtains or open the drapes or I don't know, whatever. Let's cozy in. Let's have the food delivered, and let's mine.
Yeah,
let's mine like fuck.
Yeah.
For hours. Sustained only by burritos.
And Dr. Pepper.
Sounds terrific.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think I might go for a little cheeky takeaway tonight, actually.
You're just right, lad. Just right.
I got pizza last week, actually. I don't think I mentioned that. I got pizza. I made a veal of... Oh, no, I did.
Domino's,
yeah, I did mention that. Yeah, fuck.
Well, can we get a quick review of the Domino's vegan options? Because I've seen them, and I was considering trying it, because I like to try the vegan options sometimes to see what they're like.
The no chicken whatever it is pizza is very, very good. The margarita is a little weird. It comes with like baby tomatoes, like cherry tomatoes cut on the pizza. I opted for those off the pizza because I wouldn't have fan. Because I don't like the way whenever they cook on, I like them cooked, don't get me wrong, but on a pizza they kind of go like squelchy and watery. Yeah. I don't want that in my pizza. 100%
correct, Chris. It was a good call.
They do have the vegan cheese option, which is good, and then a shake of Domino's herbs to make a nice margarita style pizza. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was even nicer the next day. But the chicken one was surprisingly good. Now I've had the veggie one as well. Just a little bit too much veggies for my liking. You know,
wow.
I know it's vegan and all, but it doesn't mean you need to like cover 99% of the pizza with vegetables. So I opted, I built my own, and I had chicken, sweet corn, mushroom, avert your ears, D, pineapple pizza. And it was terrific. It was absolutely delicious. And then I followed that up with a margarita chaser. So,
yeah. Yeah, because that's hard stuff. Hardy stuff to take that pineapple down. Like
it was very good. But I'm thinking I've been in the mood for Chinese like noodles, like stir fry.
Oh yeah.
So I might do that this evening. I might go for a wee Chinese takeaway and sit and play some Tomb Raider.
Spring
for the
rolls,
rest of
maybe
the foreseeable. Maybe spring rolls.
Mini spring rolls, Chris, are our new like
noodles.
Little obsession. Guilty pleasures. Oh, I love them. Minis. Mm. Has to be mini, though, because that's what Laura pointed out to me. If they're two, if they're the regular.
Because they go crispier, they cook the right.
Yes.
The right exactly. Yeah, I know all
you
about it.
You don't get
it,
any of that mush in ever, the middle.
Tell me, do you ever dip into soy sauce or sweet chili sauce?
It comes with, like, yeah, the one with our takeaway comes with, like, a little. I forget what sauce it is. But you know what I do? No, I just dip it right into curry. And it's good. It's good. It's good eating.
A pioneer, ladies and gentlemen. A pioneer of the Chinese food.
And you make sure and get yourself some GMT salt Danny. Salt and chili chips as well. Those are the other.
Words. Yes. Okay, that's what I'm on. That's what I'm on this weekend. That's what I'm on tonight. Yep. That's what we're gonna do. Yes. Yes. So after this, I gotta go. I'm gonna take a quick spin and pick up a couple of items because I think I wanna make some food. I think my sister is going to make vegan, going to try vegan 15s. You know the tray bake 15s?
No, I'm bad.
They're
with
one
those.
Of my favorites. So it's condensed milk, digestive biscuits, marshmallows, glazed cherries, all okay. Like, and desiccated coconut all together. Oh my God. Like one of the best tray bakes. But we haven't been able to find the vegan condensed milk alternative, but she got it during the week. So I think she's going to try those today. I'm so excited for those, guys. It's just going to be a massive sugar rush at some point later this evening.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do for the rest of the day.
That's it.
I think that's about it. Yeah. I don't think I have too much else to touch on. I don't. I want to play some Tomb Raider and just chill out and just enjoy the rest of my Saturday and then my Sunday.
And that's a podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's a great way to stay in shape. Yeah, that's it. That is us. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to episode 120, the field stream episode. What is it, a field stream? It wasn't, I don't know.
It certainly wasn't a successful stream, Chris.
Okay, the field stream episode. Thank you for tuning in. We hope this podcast has found you well. But next week, we will be back with a full stream podcast. We will. There you go. It's out there now. We're going to work on it.
Don't,
we're going to get it done.
Don't take our word for it.
Don't you shake your head
at
me.
We are the Envy Promise podcast. Take that.
That's exactly what we are. Thank you for tuning in. Wherever you are in the world, we are so very grateful for your support. If you are listening somewhere that you can give us a thumbs up or a review, we would be forever grateful. If you're watching the video version on YouTube and you're not subscribed, please do hit that button. That helps us out tremendously. And even just the like button. It takes like 2 seconds. Hit the like button. Helps us out tremendously. Get in contact through our social media sites, Instagram and Twitter work best, or our email D, which is
emptypromisepodcast@gmail.com.
And I think that's all she wrote. I think it's time to close this one down. Sayonara, set sail for the island, Avocado Island, and make hay while the sun
beals
shines. That's exactly it. Make hay while the sun beals. Mm-hmm. That's the saying. Don't quote us. Okay, you heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'll see you all next week, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Goodbye, and God bless.
Bye-bye.